101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is coming up on 8:15, 43 degrees. Beautiful morning out there. As long as you don't mind slipping on just a light jacket, we're good to go. So we have guests this morning in the studio, and I'm going to have you folks introduce yourselves, if you would, please. Whoa, we're going to go in a different order today.
We are in a different order today. Changing things up, getting crazy. I'm Michelle. I am from the Volunteer Center, and I do the marketing for the Volunteer Center and the Hub.
I'm Melanie Gonring. I'm the Program Director at the Volunteer Center.
I'm Therese Sizer. I'm Vice President with the Kettle Moraine Symphony.
And I'm Connie Schulist. I am the Operations Manager of the Kettle Moraine Symphony.
Well, welcome. Therese, thanks. Good to see you again. Connie, thank you for coming. First time visitor?
I was here a few years ago.
Were you? Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, well, is the Do-Good bus rolling?
It is. We are definitely headed into the season of getting out there. We were actually on a ride yesterday, a business ride with a group from Kohl's. Yeah. We partnered with Friends, Inc. to celebrate Denim Day. And we painted jeans with inspirational messages, got out in the community, and different local businesses are putting them on display. So we dropped them off, and it was a beautiful day to be out on an old school bus. We have a couple other Do Good bus rides coming up, some community rides for people to hop on. One is this Saturday, and I really hope the weather gets a little better, but
it looked like last time maybe the worst of it's holding off a little. It's coming a little later. I think you're going to squeeze it in.
I hope so. We do have a community ride coming up on Saturday morning that is family friendly, and we do have a few spaces left on that. So if you want to join us and get outside and do something great in honor of Earth Day earlier this week, we'd love to have you. You can sign up at volunteernow.net. And we also have our next community ride coming up, which will be Saturday, May 18th. And that is a morning ride as well. And our little teaser for that is not too much of a teaser. No time to siesta. It's time to fiesta. Lunch is provided on that ride, and it's a great opportunity for anyone 12 and older. So I can't tell you exactly where we're going, but you
it's
might have
be
an
a really
idea.
Good lunch.
But if you look at your calendar of things that are going on that day, you might be able to figure it out.
Worst kept secret in the county.
Some of them are more obtuse than others.
Yes,
I think is
right.
The way we would talk about that.
So some other stuff that we have going on. The Hub is turning 1 year old. Our grand opening was a year ago, May 18th. And we're going to celebrate with some live music, a painting demonstration by Daniel Fleming. Daniel is the artist that has created much of the artwork that hangs in the Hub. We are having birthday cupcakes that day for sale and a special kindness project. The kindness projects take place in the Hub. They're small ways to get involved and volunteer in the community. Those are always happening in the Hub. But for the birthday party, we have a special one. We're creating birthday boxes for the full shelf food pantry. So we'll be collecting cake mixes in the next while and then putting together special boxes for people to help them celebrate birthdays, people in need. The farmer's market is also starting up on May 18th. May 18th is a busy day,
really
people.
Busy
get
day.
Ready.
It's also prom day, I found out.
So we have a Do-Good bus ride. We're celebrating the Hub's birthday. We have our first day at the farmer's market. We will be stall 124. That is in front of the exclusive company. So we'll have our cold brew, hot coffee, and a few other
iced
things.
Iced tea, maybe.
Yeah, iced tea. So we'll have a smaller selection at our booth, but, the Hub's right down the road. So if you still need that vanilla bean latte, we'll be there for you, too.
There you go.
Yeah, and then something not happening on May 18th is our annual Champions of Change recognition dinner. That is actually taking place on Thursday, May 30th. At the West Bend Mutual Prairie Center, and we always look forward to that event every year. Actually, I believe one of our guests today is on the selection committee for that, right, Therese?
It's a tremendous challenge to be working on that.
Lots of extremely worthy and wonderful nominees this year and every year. So tickets are actually on sale on our website now if you'd like to attend that event. So all of these Do Good bus rides and tickets to the event and volunteer opportunities you can find at volunteernow.net.
All right. And are we ready to shift over to our guests?
Sure are. So welcome to the Kettle Moraine Symphony. We have Tree Sizer and Connie. Connie, how do you say your last name?
Shulist.
Shulist, thank you. I just looked at it for the first time. That's terrible. Anyway, we have them to here with us to talk about a little bit about the history, the mission of the Kettle Moraine Symphony and what you guys have going on.
Well, you know, first I want to thank you all for doing this, for allowing organizations such as ours and other organizations that run on a nonprofit basis to have the opportunity to promote what we're doing for the community. In our particular case, we, of course, do tremendous symphony concerts throughout the year. And if you haven't been to a symphony concert in the last couple of years, you should go. It's quite something, the quality and caliber of the play now. And our next concert is May 5th at Holy Hill, which is always a big seller because of the venue, because we do it with the Kettle Moraine, the University Symphony Chorus under the direction of Peter Jabot. And the symphony plays as well. And then, of course, the venue. It's just a beautiful place to be on a spring morning.
And you guys fill the place with beautiful.
We do, and the acoustics in there are just quite something. And on top of that, the day before, is it, Connie?
It is, yes. The day before, there is a kids program at the West Bend Public Library. It runs from 10 to 11:30. There will be Silverbrook students there playing Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. There will be some fiddle tunes that Kettle Moraine Symphony violinists will be playing. There'll be a story about a violin, and then you can, for your activity, you can either make your own violin or your own banjo. They do recommend pre-registering so they know how many are going to be there, and you can register at kmsymphony.org.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, the kids love it.
What a great opportunity for the kids.
The kids love it. And, of course, the parents, you know, they're welcome to please stay and be a part of it also.
The date for that again?
That is Saturday, May 4th.
And the concert at Holy Hill is?
May 5th. May 5th at 3 o'clock, Holy Hill.
And what's the musical program?
The pieces that we're playing are, we're playing two of them by Mozart and one of them by Lauridsen. So there's actually a 200-year difference in when the music was composed. Mozart music is very spiritual, but also very lively. And the Lauridsen, which was composed in the mid-1900s, is a little more contemplative, but very inspirational. And what a great place to be, you know, playing music like that.
Interesting.
So one more thing, what is your call for volunteers? What if somebody wants to get involved but maybe doesn't play music, how can they get involved with your organization?
Well, and that's a tremendous question because many of our volunteers aren't particularly trained in music or they were trained a very long time ago and they just have a remaining love for music. Also, our activities and our mission include reaching out to the youth in many, many different programs throughout the year. Volunteers help in that way. You know, the library program is an example, or another example of volunteer work is helping us promote our performances. That's a lot of legwork, as you can imagine. Of course, volunteers serve on the board, and we are folks from all walks of life. Our concert at Holy Hill is an example because you're going to have volunteers helping to park cars, helping to redirect. If you've ever been to Holy Hill, there's a hill to walk up.
There sure is.
And not all of our more senior patrons can do that, and so that there's somebody coordinating all of that parking. Also, if you've been to Holy Hill, you also know the entrance is a long way away from the chapel, and it's not always apparent how you get there. So people guiding through there, ushering people into the concerts. Sometimes we provide refreshments and celebrations at our concerts, and people volunteering for that is tremendous help as well.
I've actually helped do that before.
Yes, you have.
That's
wonderful.
Fun way to see a show as well. One of my friend's moms actually is a violinist for you, so every now and then I'll come to a show, and I've helped out in the past too, and it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, okay. All right. If people want to volunteer, what's the best way for them to reach out? Can they go through the Volunteer Center website? Should they go through your website? What's easiest?
They absolutely can do either. The Volunteer Center works with us tremendously in trying to provide us with the volunteers we need, but also our website, which is kmsymphony.org. We have an access there so that you can volunteer through there too. And I want to put a shout out to anyone interested in dedicating a wee bit more time and serving on the board with special skills, because as you know, working in a nonprofit yourself at the Volunteer Center, it takes people of all sorts of skills keep the ball rolling.
It's very important for a nonprofit's board to be diverse. So you're not looking for just people who have musical gifts. You're looking for people with many gifts.
Right. You need accountants. Oh, big shout out. Need an accountant. You need accountants. You need lawyers. You need people who have organizational skills. You need people who are well connected in the community so they can reach out. You need everybody.
All right. And again, is that the same website also to get tickets in advance for the concerts?
Yes, you may. You may do it that way. Also, if you look on our website, you'll see the several venues that we have tickets that you can just walk in and buy them. And you have a list of those vendors.
I do, yes. We have tickets available at White House of Germantown, White House in West Bend, Horicon Bank in West Bend, and Douglas Jewelers in Hartford.
So if you like to just get your ticket in person, you can do that as well.
There we go. All right. Well, again, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
So do we have some needs for the week?
We do. Our needs of the week this week are all having to do with getting outdoors and doing things for the earth. our first need of the week is for interfaith caregivers. And there's a lot of seniors that they work with who need some help prepping their yards for spring and summer and doing all that fun stuff we need to do when the snow finally melts. So this is a great opportunity for individuals or groups to help with a yard cleanup. Maybe anyone who's interested in doing some lawn mowing for seniors this summer. It just takes about an hour or two in someone's yard once or a few times to really make a difference for those seniors still living at home. So
our next highlight this week is for the Ice Age Trail Alliance. They have about 45 miles with 9 segments through our location here. And they're looking for segment leaders. The leaders would monitor parts of the trails for condition, they would do light maintenance. They're going to ask that you can hike the trail every few weeks and maybe after a storm to make sure that things are picked up, litter, if there's debris across the trail and things like that. Segment leaders need to be at least 18 years old.
All right.
And lastly, our friends at Lac La Ronge Conservancy are looking for some people to be land stewards. So they might help cut grass, cut the trails, clear some beaver dams. I don't know how you do that, but that sounds kind of fun and interesting. Removing invasive plants, placing signage along the trails, and any other needed light tasks. So just great ways to get outside and embrace the spring and get some physical activity too.
And if none of those jobs, those volunteer options appeal to you, if you go to the website, you will find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities, right, Melanie?
You sure can. We have trained you so well, Rick. Look at that. I don't even have to say it anymore. But yes, we work with 50 different nonprofits and have over 200 volunteer opportunities at any given time on our website, which is volunteernow.net. Or you can always give us a call at 338-8256, and any of our staff would be happy to spend a little more one-on-one time with you trying to find that perfect match.
And they can stop in and visit at the Hub and at the Volunteer Center office, which is located
at 303 Water Street near downtown West Bend.
Right on the roundabout.
Right on the roundabout.
How's the construction coming along the Riverwalk?
Yeah, it's actually, you know what, if you enjoy watching a little bit of construction, come. You have the perfect view at our window bar. Get a cup of coffee and watch them. They're putting in the sidewalks right now along the Riverwalk, and I think landscaping is coming next.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. Again, thank you all for coming. And,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Community Conversation here on 101.3 WIBD, AM 1470.